This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Andres Manuel López Obrador made a whole lot of promises on the way to winning the Mexican presidential election this past weekend, as do all politicians, yes, but AMLOs were pretty specific and were made to an electorate ready for serious change. Among the biggest promises was getting rid of corruption and kickbacks in the Mexican energy sector. Marketplace's Andy Uhler spent his day looking into how much of that rhetoric might really turn into policy.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO as he's commonly known, said repeatedly during the campaign that changes in Mexican energy policy enacted 4 years ago haven't helped everyday Mexicans. He says his administration will review the hundreds of existing oil contracts and tear them up if they were corruptly secured. Duncan Wood runs the Mexico Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center and spoke with me from Mexico City. He's doubtful.
Andrés Manuel is going to be the single biggest beneficiary of the oil reform. So it's really not in his interest to jeopardize those contracts.
Wood says he needs that revenue to pay for things he promised, like better social welfare programs and more funding for border security. But Christy Thornton, a professor of Latin American studies at Johns Hopkins University, says López Obrador has a different idea about how he's going to pay for things.
He has said that by cutting out the corruption, the sort of kickbacks, the sweetheart deals, the payments to ghost companies that don't actually exist, that he'll be able to save enough money to pay for his social programs.
There's a saying in Mexico that a politician who is poor is a poor politician. AMLO wants to change that political culture. Guadalupe Carrera Cabrera, associate professor of policy and government at George Mason University, says if he's to succeed, he can't alienate the country's entire business class.
He has to have the support of the economic elites if he wants to govern in peace.
And she says he'll be seeking input from all parts of Mexican society before he takes up office on December 1st. I'm Andy Uhler for Marketplace.